Hello, and welcome to Epic People, a global community of researchers, creators, and innovators doing ethnography for impact in businesses and organizations. In this podcast series, we are focusing on reflections as we celebrate 20 years of ethnographic praxis, and as a lead up to our 20th conference in LA this August, we're looking back on our past themes, from sociality in 2005 to friction in 2023. Our conference themes from the past two decades have not lost relevance, but may well have evolved, shifted, and taken on new meanings. Epic People examines those shifts, featuring longtime and newer members of this vibrant and global community. Enjoy.
My name is Tracy Lovejoy. I was the co-founder of Epic, and I chaired with Ken Anderson, my co-founder, in both 2005 and 2006 when we started the conference. In 2005, the theme was sociality. If I remember right, it was actually chosen by Nina Wakeford. One or two memorable presentations. I actually don't remember any that were specifically memorable to that theme, but really that first year, there was a lot of fighting about who was allowed to be included and who was allowed to be called an anthropologist. It was quite contentious, actually. Also, kind of the divide between being academic and non-academic was very loud for us that year. Oh, gosh, and one of the most memorable presentations is we couldn't get someone off the stage. They were quite over the time. I had to change that in years following. Fast forward to today, how would I interpret my theme differently? Sociality. Sociality was one that was actually hard for people to understand back then. I think today it would be interpreted in the lens of social media and the issues that we have there, but that was really nascent in 2005. What's the one thing you think researchers and ethnographers should be doing now? I think that they should be, you know, we've had a lot of layoffs across the industry, and so helping people, you know, have researchers really claim what is it about our craft that is irreplaceable, and how can we create artifacts that are akin to coding, to, you know, wireframes in design, to owning the specifications like PMs do. There's nothing that's really crucial and processes that research has ever standardized on, and I think that would serve the discipline well. Three words I would describe to use the current state of ethnography and industry: method, used broadly. I don't think that often folks are looking for specialists to come in and do ethnography. I think that when Ken and I named it, we pigeonholed the conference and the event and even practitioners too much. I would definitely name the event differently today, because it's much more about the value we can bring in the context we sit rather than the methods that we use. How has Epic in general and attending the conference in particular contributed to your professional development? It was founded because Ken and I really wanted to create a sense of community and a place that we could come together as practitioners that were practicing in industry and have topics about what we were doing and how that was unique, because we were kind of hiding in the sides of AAA and SFAA. And so in the years that I was practicing, that was really important for me and my growth. So really pivotal. I'm going to go backward to the theme of 2006, transitions. The reason we chose it is we needed to get broader, because sociality was hard for people to wrap their head around. And so we moved then to pivot to something that not only could be more broad and more accessible, but also less academically focused, that we could really broaden the conversation, because sociality did end up being, you know, kind of heady, and we didn't want that. The memorable presentation, I'll go back to the time, is that Ken and I got a red balloon to try to get people to get off the stage, because we had such a problem with it the first year. How would I interpret the theme differently today? I mean, transitions, I think, could be just as relevant today, although right now I think we'd be talking about what are the necessary transitions for research as a discipline. I think that would be what would be new. Thanks so much. Signing off.
Thanks for listening. As everything with Epic, this series could not have been done without an amazing effort from volunteers and a small but mighty Epic team. Thanks go to the Epic People Reflections podcast team: Dustin Cascaden, Elizabeth Haywood, Evan Hanover, Marta Kachurian Zapan, and Martha Cotton. To learn more about Epic, attend the conference in LA from August 18th to the 21st. And to learn about other ways to be involved in our community, please go to 2024.epicpeople.org. Thanks.